Hey, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Welcome to Baltimore. Really quick before we go any further, that sounded like the intro to every show about picking and flea markets and everything I watch incessantly. I really want to go into a barn right now and find an old fiddle to sell for
$400. We're going to go to the Paper Moon
Diner. Anyways, this is our first show in Baltimore. I'll get all the bullshit out of the way. The first time we went into Philadelphia, we opened with cheesesteaks, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and we threw batteries at Santa Claus. So now that we're in Baltimore, The Wire, Dan Deacon, John Waters, Natty Bo, we can move on. Welcome to the wind-up space. This place looks like Twin Peaks, which makes me happy. Oh, I love Twin Peaks. Not a lot of people like 20-year-old television. I do. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of a man that murders and rapes his own daughter. And then you never know. That man's name is Ray Wise, ladies and gentlemen. Ray Wise is my favorite devil murdering his own daughter while raping her as someone else person in the world. And here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. There's a few things in the world that aren't right. Number one.
Rape cheap and murder.
Well, whatever. You get art, okay? Number one, Cheap Trick is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a problem. Number two, there is no Ray Wise fan club. There's a Facebook page for Ray Wise, and if this show is one thing, it's an example of a man that binge-watched all of Twin Peaks within 2 months after shows when he was drunk with his wonderful lady and wants to start a Ray Wise fan club and a place for Jen Tisdale to say dirty jokes. So that's what this show is. It's called You, Me, Them, Everybody because I stole the title from the Blues Brothers, but I don't want to meet any of them because Dan Aykroyd now sells Skull Vodka, and that's weird. But I do want to meet Ray Wise. And I know that this is an audio-only podcast, and there's no video, and I'm wearing a suit like a dummy. But I think if Ray Wise sees me on stage with someone that's passable as Laura Palmer, with me on...
I thought you were just going to say someone who's passable. Like, she's okay.
You're
like,
a wonderful woman.
She's okay. I'd rape and murder her, maybe, is what you're saying.
I might be your dad, so it might happen.
Strong.
We don't know our dads, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're on a stage right now.
This is also, we don't know our dads, them, and everybody. So if anybody here doesn't know their fathers, we're probably all related.
So yeah, that's what we're starting the Ray Wise fan club, Baltimore, blah, blah, blah. Polaroid Rage, thanks for being here. You already look bored out of your fucking skull. That's a great sign to start with. We can do this together. Yes, we can. I believe in you. They're going to be the band later. They're also being the house band. We have guest John Bennett from Mondo Baltimore. We have stand-up comedian Jim Meyer. Somebody's phone isn't off, by the way. We have sketch from Chuckle Storm. And like I said, Polaroid Rage will close the show. Polaroid Rage, will you play another thing that sounds like it could be the score of American Pickers? Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Polaroid Rage. That was really good. I'm not joking. I really, really enjoy that stuff.
You guys made my Shirley Temple delicious.
Yeah, Jen, why are you drinking a Shirley Temple?
Because I got that DUI in March.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that, but okay.
Oh. Because I got that DUI in March.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well.
No, but we have to drive to D.C. later.
Yeah, we have a thing to do in D.C. Anyways, can we talk about why you don't like this city at all? Or is it going to be too uncomfortable?
Oh, hey, Baltimore. What?
I wanted to do a show in Baltimore since we started doing the show. Jen is the only person that I've met from Baltimore that I think is extremely funny. This is not Baltimore's fault. I live in Washington, D.C., where very few people are worth their weight in anything. So when I saw Jen, I was incredibly happy, and I was like, Baltimore must be a great scene. You're from Baltimore.
I used to live here.
What's the problem with Baltimore?
It's not Baltimore. It's me.
What's your problem?
I created a lot of bad memories here because I'm a drunken mess with a lot of rage issues. This is a great cathartic. This is great show.
I'm so what?
Shit, I'm a catch, you guys.
You're delightful.
I am. And so every time I come here, I think about all the men I like did terrible things to, and I'm just like, Baltimore.
We could make new memories together.
let's do it. I won't throw anything at you.
I just heard a man in the crowd say, could I be one of those terrible things?
Let me finish this Shirley Temple and we'll see.
All right. Coming to the stage, our first guest of the evening. He's part of Mondo Baltimore, which does shows at the wind-up space all the time. And it's Jen's recommendation, so I...
Wow. This is throw me under the bus, them, everybody, no dads.
Wait, I think it's going to be good.
I know. I'm excited.
All right.
I love you, Baltimore.
Polaroid Rage, are you ready to play another blast?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. for John Bennett from Mondo, Baltimore. John! John, why are you wearing your own shirt?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just so it's easy to remember, I look down.
It's a Mondo Baltimore shirt.
I'm wearing a Mondo Baltimore shirt.
And it's got
shirt.
A VHS cassette on it, which some of you might not remember.
John, what is Mondo Baltimore?
Mondo Baltimore is a bad movie night that we screen here every first Thursday of the month. We have a lot of people fill up the room, and we get a bunch of hecklers to heckle a really bad film, usually from the VHS to DVD era.
Every film ever, then?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah. We try to get a very specific, like, bad VHS era. That's what we're trying to shoot for.
So it's kind of like Mystery Science 3000.
It's after Mystery Science 3000.
What is
Mystery
that?
Science Theater 3001.
Yeah. Usually they had like prints, like 16 millimeter, like drive-in movies.
Okay.
And things like that. And we try to get the stuff that just went to the video store and was awful.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
It was an interest amongst a lot of friends that we had, and we brought them up, and we said we should just see if anybody would be interested in, like, anything else, you know. You just bring people to a bar, and you go, hey, why don't we do this fun thing? And the fun thing turned into, like, 2 years of doing.
Have you done this for 2 years?
2 years. It's our 2-year anniversary on the 17th of this month.
What's going on the 17th of this month?
Since it already happened.
The next time. You get your Father's Day show.
What's going on 2 years from now?
Let's plug the past.
It was the third
anniversary is paper.
I didn't go to that one, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
Apparently, everyone in here has great dads and can't possibly relate to Jen and my struggle.
I don't think so. I'm looking at that table right there. Bunch of you boys.
What about terrible fucking moms?
Ooh.
Terrible.
Ooh. Terrible moms who fuck.
Yeah. There we go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Working it out on stage. Here we go.
What's the next film, John?
The next film we're going to do, we're jumping past the first two. We're going right to Ninja 3, The Domination.
Okay, have you seen Ninja 3, The Domination, or when you screen the
usually,
film?
Usually, yeah, usually we screen them about a week ahead of time. But
so you've
I've
prepared
not
material.
Seen Ninja 3, The Domination at all.
All right, are you worried that you're not going to have enough quips for Ninja 3, The Dominatrix guy?
I think I can squeeze something out of it.
All right,
we saw a couple of clips from it. And literally, it's just like a ninja who apparently is immortal, who fights off several police officers to stop a woman who something or other. But it's really bad, and it doesn't matter what the movie is. We found out.
You have a good time no matter what.
We have a good time no matter what.
Aren't you also a stand-up?
No, I'm not.
Aren't you a comic? No, you're. Don't
we've,
you?
We've done sketches together.
You've done sketches.
Yeah, we have a sketch.
We've done sketches together. Yeah.
Okay, what's the name of the sketch group?
Strictly Platonic.
That's cute,
isn't it?
Yeah,
what is cute?
You.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
Did you just say you'd like to bang me? I'm sorry. Did I just make that up? Thank you.
We know you would bang her, sir. We are completely.
You mean them, everybody? No dads. Bang show. God, this is a long show.
We're about 5 minutes in.
Yay.
John.
Yes.
So, oh my God. It's fun. Isn't this, this is the
yeah,
most
you know
fun
what?
Ever.
This is not the first time I've been heckled on this stage. Actually,
why do you invite...
Filling a room full of hecklers while you're watching a bad movie dressed like Dracula is pretty bad.
Why do you do it? It sounds like a nightmare.
It sounds like a nightmare, yes, but apparently a lot of people doing it all at once, it creates some sort of group mind.
That's the clan.
Very lovely to watch. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So you were in a sketch group together called Strictly Platonic.
Yeah, we did. We trickled off into, not doing it anymore.
Are you tired?
I'm very tired.
What happened
earlier?
You
know what happens? When you watch bad movies every month, what happens to you is much like Jason Patrick in Rush. You just want to sit on your floor and stare at the wall. You don't want to do anything. You just want to have a woman hold you. It's bad. It's just rough to watch bad movies. You don't even like good movies anymore. Food doesn't taste the same. It's bad.
Once again, why do you do this then?
I have no idea.
Fair enough.
A compulsion. It's compulsion. It's strictly compulsion.
I
used to love
compulsive.
It, and I can't get out of it. I love it, and I can't get out of it.
Are you from here?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm an Army brat, so I was from
everywhere.
California, but and Indiana.
John also does another really fun show.
What does John do?
John,
I do. I'm a game show host.
You're a game show host?
Yes.
Where do you do your game show?
I do it here at the Wyndham Spears.
Plug, plug, plug.
We live
plug
here.
What's the name of the game show?
Expert of Nothing.
That's good. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Explain the format of Expert of Nothing.
Expert of Nothing is to get 8 contestants together to find out who's the best bar genius. The guy who may not know what he's talking about, but he's able to explain it and justify it the best he can.
That now, sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and it's great. There's no facts allowed the entire night. You can't say
you make
one
shit up.
Factual,
when is the next time you're doing Expert of Nothing?
Expert of Nothing is the last Sunday of every month, so wow, that would be July.
Are you tempted?
I kind of want to come and
I know
watch
for a fact that you don't
yeah,
know shit.
Yeah, it's lovely. You can be a contestant if you like.
I might come and harass you to
fun
do this.
We've That's never had one that isn't fun.
Do you know what?
We've never had one that isn't fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
This one table is really freaking me out, man.
I know. This.
I'm trying to not look. Maybe they won't hear me. They obviously aren't hearing me, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what do I do? You know, I'm in
that feel like it's some sort of immersion therapy for social anxiety disorder.
Yeah, it's obviously that. Because, like, why would you come out and then
yeah,
do
why
that?
Would
like,
you? I mean, you're watching a talk show.
I know. Well, more importantly, like, you don't have to be here. It's not
yeah, yeah, you don't
like,
have to.
We're not in a class
There's
trip.
Other bars.
I know. That's
There's
weird.
Other bars.
Well, you
maybe
know
they thought this was Federal Hill.
I don't know.
No, I know.
It's
common
weird
mistake. This.
It's kind of, it's
there you
easy
go.
Other.
Okay.
Oh, I totally get why Jen's like, fuck this place. I finally get it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be nice and like you, and so far I do. That's good. You like Twin Peaks? What are your thoughts? Go.
Oh, John.
Oh, man. It's such a cultural blind spot. I've never seen
really
Twin Peaks. No.
Wow.
And I've been to 3 Twin Peaks parties here at, well, not one here at the Wyndham Space, but 2.
How many Twin Peaks parties are in the Baltimore area?
3.
You've been to 3.
Yeah, they do it annually, actually. There's cherry pie and coffee and people dress up like there's a Laura Palmer costume contest.
Of course.
Where it's just 3
she
women
dead, though, right?
Wrapped in plastic. It's
that's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
When
yeah
is that? Plug that.
Oh, God. When is that usually? It's run by a guy named Mark Brock. Hey, Russell, do you know when it is?
He's gone, I
He's
think
gone. Okay.
Oh, well. It was in May. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah, wandering voice.
It's a very, very fun show.
You want to get a beer? Not tonight, but like in the future, we'll just shoot the shit and get
yeah
a beer.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, it might be the atmosphere, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time with you, though.
I'm having a good time with you.
I like your red laces.
I appreciate that. I'm wearing Michael Jordan Air Jordans.
Yeah.
As
yeah
well you should be.
Those are like the 89 version, 90,
I
90
am, yeah.
91. Yeah,
it's an illusion to look like I'm athletic.
I think you look good.
I do.
You could be. Really
I'm wearing a pedometer. I'm just full of. I'm full of hypocrisy.
How many steps do you usually log per day?
Well, if I remember to reset it.
Oh, you don't automatically. You don't like
no
upload it.
No. Sometimes I just leave it on and I go, well, I did 6,000 in a month. I don't have to do anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you're only having 6,000 steps a month.
Exactly.
That's like 2 trips
it
around the block.
It's fat.
How bad is your heart? Like, are you in pain right now?
Yeah, this is like on the right side.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to die from a stroke or a heart attack soon.
It feels like I'm trying to pass a 2-pound ham right now.
Jen, are you going to guess stroke or heart attack? Or both?
Is my prediction for John's death?
Yeah. No, I don't think he'll die.
How long do you
die
think it's going to be?
I don't think he'll die from this.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. We're having death.
Oh, God. You know, I don't want to say heart attack because I feel like a lot of people get heart attacks. So I want to say stroke.
No!
Because then you might have some facial paralysis, and I think that we could have some fun with that, right? I think
yeah
if you guys could get on board with that, just kind of molding your face however we want to.
I want a really uneven beard when I get a stroke.
I want that
I
too.
Just
do you
be
mean
like
right
away,
a girl that makes it seem
stroke
like you're not gay? Or, oh, you meant a beard.
Yeah,
beard.
I have a magician's beard.
A
thank
beard
you.
Well, we're not going to top that. So, John, yeah, I want to thank you so
oh
much for
you
coming
thank
out
you.
I want to thank you for letting me say you're probably going to have a stroke or a heart attack within
yeah
the first hour
thanks
of meeting
playing
you
along.
I'm glad that it's for posterity.
We'll get a beer definitely in the future.
Absolutely.
And that fucking game show sounds awesome.
Yeah, you should come out.
You're
man
mad
have,
that you didn't
last
think of
Sunday
it
of every month.
It's such a
you're
perfect
mad
idea
that you didn't
yeah
think of it. Look how mad
no
you are.
I don't have the follow through like
you're
that
you're pretty mad.
What?
You're pretty mad.
But I hosted with a friend, Patrick Stork, and it was his concept, actually. So
you made it good.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this for real. Let's stop talking about it, you know?
And then talk on a stage about it.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Fucking.
Let's talk about it.
I think you and I could be fast friends.
Yeah, perhaps. Wait a minute. Hold on. I can't be friends with you, actually.
I forbid that from happening.
Why?
Because I don't want my worlds colliding.
Oh, your Baltimore versus DC world?
I worked really hard to make you my friend.
Yeah.
And
you hated me for 11 months.
That was me working hard to make you my friend.
You didn't tell me for 11 months that you hated me.
I did say that to you for 11 straight months. But that was me sort of laying the groundwork for a beautiful friendship. And now John's coming and fucking it all up with his game show.
I'm sorry.
Can't we just all be friends?
Oh, God.
Listen, I don't know. You know, when you asked me on the show, and I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do the show." And then Jen was like, "Don't be his friend." And I'm like, "Okay."
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you did.
I said, "I will fucking kill you. I will end your life."
I was trying to be nice.
Something jovial like that.
Okay.
I will stroke you. No, wait. Shit. Ah, shit. Can we end it on that?
The next Mondo Baltimore is?
The next Mondo Baltimore is, let me check a calendar.
Check your pedometer. It's good.
Let me check my pedometer.
I was
wrong. I turned off my phone to be respectful.
Thank you.
Because I do that. I'm respectful. Does anybody else have a calendar? What's the first?
It's the first Thursday of next month.
First Thursday of the month, and the game show is the last Sunday
last
of every
Sunday
month.
Of every month.
Both at the Wind-Up Space.
Both at the Wind-Up Space, 8 p.m. for both.
A beautiful venue in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for John Bennett. Pollard Rage, right. Take it away.
All right.
Thanks, man. Coming to the stage is a comedy pro. I'm glad he's here. He was our first choice to perform. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Jim Meyer, everybody. Jim!
Was that Iron Maiden by any chance? That's weirdly procrastinated.
To the hell!
Yes, yes. Thank you, Drunky McFuckface. Holy shit, I know what you guys are thinking. This guy is way too handsome for stand-up comedy, and you're right. But I'm going to try nonetheless. This is fucking weird. Oh, good, you moved. I was afraid I was going to be in comedy with you like 4 inches from my ass cheeks. Awesome. Visual jokes for the internet. That's pretty fun. Man, this is a real thrill for me. I've never done comedy in the middle of the afternoon, like following an interview with the Heat Miser. I loved you when you battled your brother Jack Frost. That was really cool. It's kind of fitting. I don't know if you guys have been outside, and unless you were born here, probably, because with the heat index, it's a fucking 1,000. My neighbor on my way here asked me, "Is it hot enough for you?" Well, my fucking skeleton hasn't melted yet, so fucking no. I still have a skeletal structure. Fetch me a parka. That's right. I am currently roasting a turkey in the trunk of my Hyundai. It's part of my new cookbook, Global Warming Recipes from Jim Meyer. That's going to be exciting. This is why I usually do material at these shows. But I'm not going to do material now because I was driving here and I was listening to an Iron Maiden album that I'd never listened to before. Are you guys familiar with Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
Iron Maiden.
Number of the Beast.
That's right. They do Number of the Beast, about the devil, Run to the Hills, about war and the trooper. This album, let me read you a couple of the songs. Caught Somewhere in Time sounds typically Iron Maiden. Sea of Madness sounds about right, right? Alexander the Great. And then The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. It's a fucking 7-minute song about jogging by Iron Maiden. It's 5 verses of Bruce Dickinson wailing with screaming guitars about getting winded. It's fucking... All right, I have to write a joke about that now. I know what you're thinking. I'm a bit of a psychic. You're probably thinking, when is he going to do jokes about octopus fucking? Yeah. Well, that would be hack, wouldn't it? But I'm going to do it just for you, miss. You guys are familiar with the blanket octopus, right? Yeah. The blanket octopus is the species in nature with the largest size difference between male and female. The male is a centimeter long. The female is over 6 feet long and weighs 40,000 times as much as him, which in heels, kind of intimidating. But the way they mate, the male has a hollow leg, and when he meets the female, he does a fancy octopus dance, rips off his own leg, fills it with semen, presents it to her, and then dies. Yeah. All I could think was, sometimes on a good day, I can't fill my belly button. For a leg, we are going to be here for some time. I am going to need a protein shake, maybe a picture of your sister's. And I know you guys know, like, it's a you guys know that spider sex, like spider, the lady spider will often eat the man spider. You know about that? Well, I didn't know. They just discovered that the man spider has found a way around this. Mid-sex, he castrates himself and then runs away. And then his castrated wiener, spider wiener, forms a literal cock block so that other spiders can't get up on that hot, hairy ass. Again, don't have a joke about that. I just like the visual of a dude like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And just, yes. About 8 minutes yet? Anyway. Five, sweet. So I'm getting married in about a month and a half. That's exciting. Yeah, well, I remember when I got engaged. I'll never forget, like, the day I decided to ask her to marry me. We were standing there together, and she looked at the little strip she just peed on, and there were two stripes, and I thought, will you marry me? And they say you're supposed to spend, 2 years' salary, or 6 months' salary on the ring, and I'm unemployed, so perfect timing. Fucking awesome. No, I love her though. It's pretty cool, but I'm glad to be out of the dating game. The last girl I dated was taller than me in heels, and that's just stuff I didn't expect. There's just weird shit comes up. For instance, she had a huge penis, way bigger than I'm used to. That's right. I'm gonna do a joke that Jen Tisdale loves. We're here in Baltimore. This is gonna be my Baltimore joke. I don't know. You guys don't get this out in the internet, but here in Baltimore we have a commercial with Cal Ripken Jr., the baseball star, where Cal Ripken is being as poetical as Cal Ripken can be. Like, his line is, "I remember my first home run. It was Tiger Stadium. The wind was blowing out light to right. But the best thing was when I got to home plate, because there was my dad waiting for me. That's a hot dog moment." Really, Cal Ripken? That's a hot dog moment for you. Because I'm thinking, it's 3 a.m. I am pissed drunk with a buck 80 to my name. That's a hot dog moment. I have been in Glen Burnie on crystal meth for a week and 3 days. A carrot would break my tooth. Cal Ripken, that's a hot dog moment. So, I was raised Catholic. Any Catholics out there? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, somebody online is probably Catholic. I'll just pretend. Fucking awesome. You know, they're trying to bring people back to the church. You want to get me back at Mass every week? Make those horrible-tasting communion wafers way more delicious, you know? Yes. Take this and eat from my chocolatey, chocolatey body. Now with nougat. Man, you got the body of Christ in my peanut butter. Come on, guys, that is sacrilegious. Yeah, get rid of the communion wine, replace it with Kool-Aid, 45 minutes into Mass, Jesus busts through the wall. Oh, yeah. I am Jim Meyer, and that's Comedy in the Afternoon.
Jim Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, sit down, Jim. No, bring the mic. You need the mic. Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have an album?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not on it's not on the iTunes yet. Probably in a week or so.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the name of that record?
I got threatened with a lawsuit from George Lucas. So it was going to be Proud to Be a Wookiee. But I think it's going to be called Space Ape the Musical instead.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was driving through the Yukon, which is in Canada, and I had really long hair at the time, and we're driving through the fucking middle of the Yukon, like 50 miles from any town, and there was this big military installation ruins that someone had tagged in 10-foot-high letters,
Canada rules with a Z.
Naturally.
Yeah. And proud to be a Wookiee. So I had a picture screaming on top of that, and I do some Star Wars jokes. So.
What about sacrilegious?
Well, he needs the money. That's why he's going to sue you. That man is just destitute.
Yeah.
George Lucas, pretty poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
12 years. It feels like 12 years just right then felt like 12 years.
I understand completely.
You've been doing it for 8 minutes.
You're very good. Any advice for Jen and I?
Quit. Seriously, find a different way of life.
I know.
It's depressing.
Horribly so. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He means stand-up, not the podcast. You guys are like, you guys should quit that podcast.
No, matter what, just quit anything in
general. Just quit.
Everybody just quit. Not drinking, though. Do that. Quit everything else.
Yeah.
Don't use condoms. That's PSA.
Did you guys see the Father's Day ads from Durex Condoms?
I didn't see anything
condoms?
Father's Day, Jim. No, didn't see any Father's Day anything.
Well, I can share it then.
Didn't see a father.
Durex Condoms had an ad that said, Happy Father's Day to our competitors' users. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, that is... That is really good. Clever. Yeah. If I wore condoms, I would try those.
I'm wearing 7 right now.
Oh. Because 8 is too many and 6 is too few.
Will you please describe the tattoo on your right forearm to the listener at home?
Well, on the inside of my forearm, it is the Hammer of Thor, a.k.a. Mjolnir, with Krakathoom written in the clouds and the lightning above. And then on the backside, it is Yggdrasil, the world tree. In Norse mythology, this is fascinating. And there's a dragon at the bottom and an eagle at the top and a little squirrel named Ratatosk who starts the end of the world. And then there's a gnus where Odin hung himself for wisdom. And if you're curious, my best friend Chuck Neshi at Body FX Tattoos did it.
Okay. Plug.
And my son's name is Odin.
In Glen Burnie.
Whoa, seriously?
Middle name, yeah.
Which is his first name?
Jonah.
Oh, you fucking called him Odin.
Next time, run it
Jonah?
By us.
Next Does time. He go by Odin?
He goes by Jonah or Odin. Or, he doesn't really know. He's fucking baby. He could call him fucking
We could change
plant
his name
food.
Right now.
We What's up, plant food?
We could change it right now on stage. Just call somebody up and change his name. He'll never know.
Yeah. Shit, my wife won't fucking care.
Kid. What does your wife think of Odin?
She thought, originally, it was going to be his first name.
Hell yeah.
Finally, she was like, what does Odin mean? And I was like, well, have you ever heard of Marvel Comics? And then she's like, how about we use that as a middle name? So, yeah, she was not in on
Sounds
the
Sounds like you're meant to be with each other.
Yes. Yes.
No, I'm serious. It's delightful.
It is. We're a match made in Baltimore.
Yeah. People with your tattoo usually don't breed. Good for you.
It is the stamp of solitude. That's right.
Honestly, you are our first choice. Thank you so much for doing this. And Jen,
I don't get to talk about the Secret Service.
You want to talk about the Secret Service really quick?
I do want to hear the story.
Fuck compliments. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I got run. I was accosted by the Secret Service.
Which Secret Service?
The American.
Really?
The secret, secret
the
one.
United States. The guys who protect the president, apparently.
Why?
From me. I've been writing. I wrote a story about the War of 1812, and then this Canadian comedy documentary about the War of 1812 contacted me because nobody else is doing funny shit about the War of 1812. And they're like, do you do the War of 1812?
But of course, somebody in Canada needed to do it because America was like, nah.
Yeah, and they're like, they're all about it up there. They're really proud. It's weird. Yeah. It's a big fucking deal in Canada.
The War of 1812?
Yeah, okay. It's huge. That's all they talk about. Anyway.
Canada rules. Go ahead. That was a throwback.
What is he?
That's a throwback. That's their talk. Anyway, so long story short, too late at this point, they had us dressed as British soldiers.
Okay.
In a convertible driving around the battlefields of Washington, D.C. from the War of 1812, which is a direct ripoff of my story. But anyway, so me and three other dudes were dressed as British soldiers in front of the White House, and they didn't want us to burn that shit again. So the Secret Service just descended on us like fucking
They were
Rambo.
Afraid that you were method acting the World War of 1812, and they're like, he's probably going to burn this down. We should get him. Also, you guys had tennis shoes on with your uniform, so right then and there, they should have been like, these guys probably aren't serious.
Yeah, that and the fact that like they didn't have enough like uniforms to fit me, because I'm kind of a fat guy. So they had me dressed essentially like a monkey who would beat a trombone, like those things.
Yeah.
And it only buttoned to like mid-chest, so my gut was just sticking out. Through.
How long did they like accost you guys?
About 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then they told us we couldn't leave this one little street. But carry on.
Did you end up filming the bit?
Yes.
So it was a nice, positive ending.
Yeah. And it was the Canadian actor that we were with, his brief moment of American fame was he was Lloyd Braun on Seinfeld.
Does anybody remember?
No,
Lloyd
of course not. But
wait,
that
Lloyd
was
Braun
like that's
is the guy that Serenity
he's still
now
living
guy?
On that shit. Though.
Serenity Now guy?
Huh?
Serenity Now wasn't that Lloyd Braun, George Costanza's friend, and then never mind.
Yeah.
Google
yeah.
it.
Don't
Google.
Why can't you be more like Lloyd Braun?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that gentleman.
Oh.
Yeah.
brought Serenity this to a
now,
screeching halt.
Sanity later.
So is that my time?
That's your time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Iron Maiden's biggest fan, Jim Meyer. Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Coming to the stage, a group I've wanted to have on for a while, but they live here, and we don't, and I'm glad they're here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Chucklestorm, everybody! Chucklestorm!
Hi, everyone. My name's Daniel. I'm a ventriloquist. Who likes ventriloquism?
I do.
I'm glad to hear you're as excited as I am to be here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get my dummy. So hold on one second. Oh, whoa. Here, come on. Okay, just bring him on stage here. Hold on. He's very heavy. Oh, gosh. Sorry for the delay. Okay, all right. Just have a seat. Okay. All right. This is my dummy, Alexander. Say hello. Wake up. Come on. Hello, dummy.
Hello. Wake up.
You're the dummy. Come on.
You're the dummy.
No, you're the dummy. I'm the ventriloquist. So, okay?
You had a 1.5 GPA. You're the dummy.
No, that's not true. You're the dummy and I'm the ventriloquist. Do you have a joke?
I have a joke for you, Dan. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
What's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
I'm not sure.
Dr. Dre.
Right. Okay. Do you have any more jokes?
Hey, Dan. Why did Aaliyah, when she died...
Don't talk about Aaliyah. That's not cool. Don't make jokes about her.
Yeah, Dan, I guess you're right. That would be just plain wrong.
All right, well... Can we just move on?
Hey, Dan. When LL Cool J and Ice Cube... Whoa!
What's... What?
What the hell was that, man?
What's what? I'm not sure what you're referring to. So, Alex, please sit down. We have more to do.
Way to be a professional.
What? No, I...
Your friend is sitting on your lap?
And?
And you get an erection when I'm sitting on your lap?
No, that's not my fault.
This is unreal. This is unreal. How dare you?
How dare you?
You know how uncomfortable that is?
You know how uncomfortable...
Why would you do that?
You farted. And I got an erection from your farts.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
No.
No, I shouldn't have acted that way.
No.
That was weird.
Dan, everybody, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have farted on your leg. I had some Chipotle, very gassy, and I lost my cool. And
yeah, yeah.
And I know that's what happens when somebody farts on your leg and
I get the boners. Yeah.
I want to make this right.
Yeah, yeah. Me
you
too.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Come here.
What?
My God, I love you with all my heart.
Thank you for having kept me safe this day.
Pardon me the evil I have done and accept the good I have done.
Please watch over me as I sleep and deliver me from all of the danger.
May your grace be with me and with all my loved ones. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, that was a little strange.
That was funny, so.
it was a little weird.
But we're good, so. This
is weird. Do you have any jokes?
Do you have jokes?
Jokes?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Great.
What's the difference between a shower curtain and a piece of toilet paper?
okay, let me think. The difference between... I don't know. What is
you
it?
Don't know the difference?
No.
Idea what it is?
No.
So it was you.
I'm sorry, what?
No, it was you.
What do you mean?
My shower curtain's covered in shit right now.
No.
You just told me you didn't know the difference between a shower curtain and a piece of toilet paper.
I thought it was a joke. I wasn't admitting it to
you. That shit was expensive from
Bed Bath & Beyond. It was a punchline. I thought I was setting you up or something. When would I have done that?
I don't know. I had a party last weekend. That's exactly when it happened.
A party?
Yes.
Okay, that was me.
What?
That was me.
Yeah.
To be fair, you throw a killer rager, my friend. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Listen, I barely remember anything from that party.
I remember 8 straight games of beer pong. You killed him.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a special night for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I just happened to get lucky that night.
Oh, yeah? What was she like? Was she...
No. It's not a matter of who she was, more like who he was.
Are you gay?
No. Clearly you don't understand. Let me explain something.
Two boys make...
No, listen. I think you'll understand. Do you know anything about classical music?
Yes, music.
Classical music, the famous composers like Bach and Mozart, Chopin. Have you heard of Beethoven?
Yeah. No, I know actually
a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this guy that I slept with that night was the great-great-grandson of Beethoven. Now, that's not gay. That's just cool. That is not gay.
That's not cool.
That's
Alex.
Cool.
Alex, that's not cool.
Why is that not cool?
I'm the great-great-grandson of Beethoven.
No, you're not. Move on.
Yes, I am. No, hold
Who
on.
Who likes this... cats? Anybody like
no,
cats?
No, it's not about cats. Look.
What is
Look.
This?
Beethoven.
Dan von Beethoven. Oh, my God. I thought your name was pronounced Beat Heaven.
That's...
Oh, my God.
Are you fucking stupid?
I'm sorry. I just heard great-great-grandson of Beethoven, and I...
Wait, you...
I just... I
no,
just,
no, no, hold on.
I just
you
went
said
for
great-great-grandson?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm the great-great-great-grandson of Beethoven.
You are?
Yeah, so...
So we're cool, then.
No, my dad.
Your dad is the...
Yeah.
But it was at that party with all those kids.
He chaperones. You know, my mom's got all the valuable china in the cabinet.
That weird old guy?
Yeah. So you
That's your father?
Did you have sex with my dad?
I must have had sex with your dad.
You must have. You must have fucked my dad, Alex.
I guess I fucked your dad.
Yeah, you fucked my dad.
I fucked your dad.
You fucked my dad.
I fucked your dad.
Dad, you fucked my dad.
I fucked your dad.
We fucked your dads.
Thank you. We're talking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep your mics.
You want to share a chair?
Let's share a chair. Let's start it like how
lap
we started.
It, lap it up.
On my lap. So.
My God, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was good.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Why did we wait so long?
Because I felt bad about having them drive an hour. You guys like driving an hour?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
come
especially an hour.
It's really boring there.
Shh. Can we split the seat?
No. Sit down.
This is a first. I've never laughed at two performers that were both wearing shorts. Kudos to you.
Brandon.
Sometimes they wear smaller things.
You wear smaller things.
Yeah.
Panties on stage.
You have is it a monthly show, a weekly show?
It's monthly.
Where is that at?
It's at the Auto Bar.
And didn't you just celebrate some sort of anniversary?
We did. It was a 2-year anniversary.
That's
two
a lot years. Of years. That's kind of like Mondo Baltimore.
Did we beat Mondo?
Finally, a non-wind-up space venue. There are other
so
venues.
So there's two venues in
there's
this city.
There's another venue
there's
in
more
Baltimore.
Than one that aren't shitty.
Just the two.
Just these two.
Yeah. Right? Okay, good.
Right.
All
right.
I don't live here. Where should I go when I visit here?
Just right here.
Just here.
You're there. We're done.
There's an ATM bank right
there's
next door.
There's a Rite Aid three like blocks okay. down.
That's good. That's good.
There's a floral, a floristry across the...
Pearson's Floristry.
Pier right? 6 Pier is 6. A great venue.
Power Plant Live Power Plant exclamation Live. Point.
Power Plant Live. Yeah. Yeah. If you like clubbing and...
I'm a big fan of clubs.
Yeah.
How long does it take to apply your makeup?
What makeup?
Dance makeup?
Yep.
Mine takes... I spent an hour back
those
in the bathroom
eyelashes.
Before I got here.
I like... Yeah, they're okay. I like your brows. Do you maintain your brows?
What are brows? What is he asking?
What is a brow? Yes.
Good. How do you like Autobar?
It's great.
It's a very nice venue.
It's typically like a music venue. It's mostly rock music,
it's
but...
It's big. Very big.
Do you like rock music?
Some.
I like I like Polaroid Rage. Give me some.
Hey, hit it. Polaroid Rage.
Was that not supposed to happen? Big no-no.
No. We blew it.
Where do you guys buy your shorts?
Well, the first pink pair that we wore, we bought at Walmart. Okay. And then
girls
now,
section.
Now
lady
we were,
section?
It was the ladies section.
Ladies section.
And now we wear jean cutoffs, and those are homemade.
Those are jorts.
Jorts.
But you homemade your jorts.
Yes, yeah. We cut them with scissors to make them shorter than jeans.
What kind of scissors? Like regular scissors? Like meat?
Giant like store opening
Fister
scissors.
Fister scissors?
Fister
scissors?
Fister.
The Fister scissors.
Are you talking about those two, the pair of sisters that we met the
I
other
am.
Night? The Fister scissors.
Those Fister sisters. Man.
Have you ever thought about touring with the Fister sisters?
Touring with them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Duh. What's with this guy? You're not thinking.
No, I'm not.
Where else do you guys do your thing besides the auto bar? Just here and there?
Yeah, just around the town. We do some shows similar to what you just saw.
Mm-hmm. Just the two of you usually?
Yeah, just two of us.
Yeah,
we can make it if we try.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
I just did.
I didn't see that coming.
Do you guys usually like to clink microphones like you just had like a toast of alcohol?
Mm-hmm. There's no feedback.
No, it's really cool.
We are in a you void of awesomeness.
You didn't answer his question.
What was his question?
Do you guys like to clink your microphones like you just have a celebration, you have a toast, but you guys do it with microphones?
Well, there's no feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
That's pretty cool.
Is that bad for the microphones? We'll stop doing it.
No, I mean, it's not denting it. It's just very light taps.
Then, yeah.
How do you guys like to celebrate good times?
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
We're actually going through some bad times right
what's,
now.
What's going on? What's the problem?
Let's talk about it.
Well, Alex, you want to tell them what happens?
Let's just say Dan is a selfish lover.
And let's leave it at that.
All right. Chuckle Storm will be performing at the Auto Bar sooner or later.
Is it the first Tuesday or second Tuesday?
Just to clarify, Chuckle Storm is the show.
Yeah. Wait, who are you then?
We're
I thought
Dan.
You are billed as Chuckle Storm.
No, that's
no,
our
but that's,
that's the show we host. But
what
we're
the fuck?
We're what? We go as Dan and Alex.
Why didn't anybody correct me?
Who's getting fired for this?
Dadless
co-host is getting fired for this.
What?
Give it up.
As if that's the first
Ouch.
Time I've been disappointed.
Well, Chuckle Storm happens the second.
It's
second Tuesday of every month?
Chucklestorm occasionally happens
oh,
on
a
monthly
a
basis.
I have a good one.
Jen's got a good one.
Why haven't I been back since the last time I was there? And let's not tell that one story, because that was on Ixnay on that one time. But then the second time I was really good, and then I was like, hey, can I come back?
Wait,
and you
is
were
that
like,
the time
you, were like,
you
well,
weren't a lush?
Oh, I was really drunk the very first time I did it.
No, we'd love to have you on.
Thanks, putting on the spot right now. Thanks.
Dan and Alex, who are not Chuckle Storm, but produce Chuckle Storm.
You guys can see me at the next one, I guess, is what I just decided.
Any other plugs?
Plugs?
Yeah, plugs.
Butt plugs?
Is there any other kind?
I think the next show is on the 22nd.
most
that
likely.
Does not sound like the second Tuesday of anything.
No, it's not.
We keep getting bumped.
It's
White
tentative.
White Snake bumped us again.
Every goddamn month. They're bumping
month.
Us at the Autobar.
White Snake is the Autobar's resident band. You guys go see them. They are there every night.
We're sick of it.
Or in the bathroom.
Sick of this hair metal, you guys. Put a stop to it.
So we don't have any
look
plugs.
Online, then you'll find what it is.
How'd we do? The interview, I mean. Polaroid Rage!
No, fuck it. Polaroid Rage! Put your hands together for Dan and Alex, who produced the show Chucklestorm, who are not Chucklestorm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the whole band. Polaroid Rage, everybody.
Close to me.